National Award brings optimism for disabled performers. Disabled performer and writer Amy Trigg, who once thought she didn't have a part in musical theatre, has said she hopes her National Award win opens future doors for people. From Whittam, she was named Best Actress in a Supporting Role in a Musical at this year's Laurence Olivier Awards. As we reported on the news stick, the 32-year-old wheelchair-bound actress was recognized for her role as Agnes in the critically acclaimed show The Little Big Things. However, it was not always a smooth and straight road for the now award-winning star, who has always loved theatre. "I was always interested in storytelling," Amy said. "I loved writing stories, performing. I always had a creative brain from a young age. I took an interest in theatre and started classes, to which my parents were very supportive." Amy, who was once part of the Whittam Operatic Workshop, said joining drama clubs and theatre groups was mainly a way to make friends. "The Whittam Operatic Workshop really helped build my confidence," she continued. "And when I left drama school, I had a quiet few years, so I went back to the workshop and the Whittam Amateur Operatic Society and helped to direct some shows, got involved with summer schools. It was lovely to get back in." Post-drama school, however, was not an easy ride. Amy said, "It was always quite quiet. It was difficult getting in the room, let alone the job, and there wasn't much around. Also, the roles I was being seen for were very one-dimensional, a character disabled and sad, disabled and inspirational. That is how I got into writing my own stuff." "Every actor has those periods where you are unsure of where you are going, but I am really grateful for that time." Despite branching out, Amy was then brought back into the wonderful world of musical theatre in a new show called The Little Big Things, based on the real-life story of Henry Fraser and his memoir of the same name. Fraser, who is now an artist, author, and motivational speaker, was on holiday in Portugal at 17 when he suffered an accident which left him paralyzed. "The musical follows his rehab and accepting his new life," said Amy. "It is a really positive message, whilst also not ignoring the emotional difficulties. Henry is incredible, and I love his work as an artist. His work is all over my hallway." On her time as part of the cast, Amy said, "It has been my favorite job, an absolute gift of a job. We finished it about 6 weeks ago, and I miss it every day. We recorded it for National Theatre at home too, so it will be great to watch it back." The actor recalled when she first heard about the nominations for the Olivier Awards. "Being a new show in the West End, you always hope the show you are in will be recognized on that level, but never know," she said. "The nominees were announced online. I was at home when my phone started going wild." Amy accepted her award at the ceremony in London and joked she did not write an acceptance speech because she was not expecting to win. "Being a part of the event was special," she said. "I remember going to the awards 10 years ago for my birthday. And to then experience this with my boyfriend, family, and friends, it was special for them too. I didn't expect to win as the other nominees are so good. So when my name was announced, you can see from the reaction, I realized I did not have a speech prepared. The whole thing was an out-of-body experience. I don't even remember going up to the ramp. But winning was the cherry on top for this show, and an award for everyone. It is further proof of everyone's work on the show. I didn't write the part or the music, choreograph, direct it. There are so many other people who play their part in the award. When I left drama school, I didn't think I had a part in musical theatre. So to be welcomed into that community in this way feels really special." Miss Trigg was just the second wheelchair user actor to win an Olivier Award, after Liz Carr in 2022. She said she hopes the win will open doors for others. "I hope it sends a very positive message to other disabled actors and creators who are getting into musical theatre. I hope it opens a few doors for people and opens up perceptions. It always helps to advance change. You look when Liz Carr won a couple of years ago. She solved a lot of issues for me. There wasn't a ramp to stage then, so you can see that change in just 2 years." Amy said she is now working on a lot of writing deadlines she neglected while being part of The Little Big Things. She also teased she is working on other writing projects and has co-written an episode of Toxic Town coming to Netflix. I have lots to be getting on with, but I am so grateful for being part of this show and this family, she said. I can't wait for it to come out on National Theatre at Home and relive those memories.